George's parents didn't meet until the day of their wedding. Nevertheless, their marriage was a happy one, in stark contrast to George's own marriage in similar circumstances. Given George's difficult relationship with his father, it's unsurprising that his relationship with his mother was complicated, and throughout his life she found herself caught between husband and son. In later life, their relationship improved, and while George never really showed her the affection she perhaps deserved, they grew reasonably close. George was at his mother's side when she died, and was deeply affected by her death. The great love of George's life was Maria Fitzherbert. Born Mary Ann Smith, she was 6 years older than George. Not only had she been married twice before and twice widowed, but she was a Roman Catholic. She was charming and graceful, and, if not especially attractive, was said to be liked by everyone who knew her. The prince was smitten. However, she refused to become his mistress. Instead, and with some difficulty, George eventually persuaded her to marry him, and in 1785 he arranged a clandestine wedding ceremony. Their marriage was an open secret, particularly in Brighton, where George spent much of his time in her company. By 1788, however, the relationship began to cool, though it continued until 1794, when Lady Jersey became the prince's mistress. Later, a brief reconciliation took place, even though George continued to enjoy a string of lovers. Given George's love for Maria Fitzherbert and his various other lovers and mistresses, it was inevitable that his official marriage to Princess Caroline would fail. In 1814, Princess Caroline went to live abroad, where she was rumoured to have had an affair with one of her servants. This led to another salacious inquiry into her private life. By now, George had broken off all contact with her, and it was only by chance that she learned the devastating news that their daughter had died giving birth in 1817. When George became king in 1820, Caroline returned to England. She was forcibly refused entry to his coronation the following year and died a few weeks later. Elizabeth, Marchioness Cunningham, was the last mistress of George IV. She wielded great influence over George and was known as the Vice Queen. She became infamous for receiving lavish gifts from the king and encouraged him to give presents to her daughter. Through her influence with the king, her husband was made Lord Steward of the Household. Princess Leven wrote of her,
"Not an idea in her head, nor a word to say for herself. Nothing but a hand to accept pearls and diamonds with, and an enormous balcony to wear them on."
She died aged 91 in 1861.